WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. A vote today in Hollywood expected to put actors across your favorite shows and movies on strike. The Actors Union at odds with major studios, including Amazon, Apple, Disney, and Netflix. Streaming royalties a key sticking point.
There are still big divides as far as I understand on streaming and issues like artificial intelligence and protections in how that technology is used.
That's Anusha Sakuki, staff writer for the Los Angeles Times. Dangerous weather in multiple areas of the country. The desert Southwest seeing days of triple-digit temperatures. Phoenix with two straight weeks under excessive heat warning. And in the Chicago area, at least 8 reported tornadoes last night, one near O'Hare Airport, disrupting hundreds of flights. In Ukraine, a third straight night of Russian drone attacks on Kyiv, reducing buildings to rubble. This is ABC News. More jury deliberations today in Pittsburgh over whether the man who killed 11 people at a synagogue will be given the death penalty. Robert Bowers was found guilty last month in the attack at the Tree of Life synagogue. A contract extension for the beloved CEO of the parent company of ABC News.
The Walt Disney Company announcing that it voted unanimously to extend CEO Bob Iger's contract with the company 2 additional years through 2026. The 72-year-old Iger returned to Disney in November of last year as chief executive officer after previously serving as CEO and chairman from 2005 to 2020 when Bob Chapek took over the job but lasted less than 3 years. This time around, the board says Iger will stay long enough to set in place a new strategic direction while helping pick a new successor. Disney is the parent company of ABC News. Dave Packer, ABC News.
And surfers in Santa Cruz, California, being bullied by sea otters. Justin Finch, ABC News.
Get ready, country fans, because Tyler Farr is coming to heat up the summer on August 11th at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusha.
Whiskey in the Water.
With hit singles such as Redneck Crazy,
Whiskey in My Water,
and his brand new single, Rednecks Like Me.
Tickets will be on sale June 30th by calling Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusha or by visiting the Rewards Club booth.
Then, because fun has no age limit,
we'll be opening our concert up to everyone.
Enjoy a perfect summer night with food trucks and music, and mark your calendars for fun this summer with Tyler Farr
at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusha.
Your place to play.
Visit our website for more information.
Spin the globe and pick where you would go this summer at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. We'll be giving away a vacation of your dreams with our Vacation Your Way promotion. Throughout the month of July, you can earn entries for your chance to be one of 10 lucky winners on July 29th, with one grand prize winner receiving a travel certificate for anywhere your heart desires. Only at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, your place to play. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Woo-hoo!
Starting at 6 AM, the Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin.
At noon, Civic Media Network News.
At 12:15, Town Call.
1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show.
3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct.
4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude.
And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
So much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show,
Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app. Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
Coming to the greater Green Bay Area live from the WGBW studios at the City Deck Landing and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Welcome back, hour two of The Mayor and Mino. I've been consistent all week. First hour is Mino and the Mayor. The second hour is The Mayor and Mino. Yeah. You know, we were over at your wonderful place yesterday.
New Community Shelter.
Yeah, what an impressive place that is.
Holy cow.
And what you guys do, 150 meals a day?
Yeah.
That's fantastic. And it's spotless. I mean, it's... You know, somebody talks about a shelter type place. You know, you kind of expect, or just in your mind, maybe a little bit preconceived, would be like, your place is like a hotel, a motel. It's just awesome.
In 20 years. But
yeah,
the people
spotless.
Who, right, and we have, 80, 90 residents that live there that are going to be out of homelessness with the partnership we have with them. And when they're there, as I explained to you yesterday, Johnny, when you took the tour, they have a chore, which is part of life, right?
Yeah.
You've got to do things. We don't just, enable people. We don't just give them a meal and a chair and sleep and walk it off. We when you come to our facility, you have to want to get out of homelessness, and we can do that. We've got 20 years of history, and you'd never know that place is 20 years old.
No,
right?
I mean, looks phenomenal.
It is. It's.
I was amazed.
It's.
You know, it's really cool too. And talk with one of your counselors. He's got pictures of all the people that they've, that have advanced, that graduated basically. And moved on to better lives. It's really cool.
And they're, with their permission, they want their picture up there. They're very proud of the fact that they went into a pretty dark spot and came out of it. And, New Community was part of their recovery, but it was really up to them.
Yeah.
I mean, they're the ones who said, look, I do not like where I'm going. A lot of it is up to them, but the counselors that you met, that's part of your agreement when you're in our facilities. You're going to meet with a case manager.
Right.
And they're going to dig a little deep. They're going to find out what's really the issues. Some people do have an addiction to alcohol or drugs. So that's Larry that you're talking about.
Yep.
40 years he's been in the business. And is he the nicest guy on the planet?
Outstanding. Outstanding.
I want to get him on the show. He's
no question.
As they say in these parts, he's good people.
He certainly
and
is.
And he has done a lot. But, thanks for coming over.
I loved it. I'm going to come there and serve some food some night or do whatever.
Yeah, it'd be awesome to have you there. They'd love to see you.
Great. Well, we've got a very special guest. We talked a little bit earlier. Sandra Rank, longtime friend of mine. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable
Early
realtor.
90s. Early 90s.
Is it that far?
Yes,
wow.
It is. It's early 90s.
How do you know that?
I was thinking about it last night.
Okay.
Because that's when I was in media, and that's when I first met you.
Oh, that's right.
I first met you when I was in media. It's early 90s.
Oh, my God. I had great hair back then, didn't I?
You had great hair.
Yes.
Thick black Italian hair.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh.
And even a worse temper back then.
You don't know that.
Wow. Oh, yes, I do.
No, you don't. What? Italians with tempers?
Well, what? You lost, just a tad. Just a tad.
He lost the great hair, but he kept the temper. So.
Wow. Well,
Sandra,
great having you here.
Thank you.
Talking about great places, your office that you've renovated with, what did that building used to be? Was that?
That was Larson Canning.
That was Larson's Canning.
In the rail yard, yes.
I love it when people take old buildings like that and renovate them, but still still retail. Like, I used to work in the WBAY building, you know, when I was on, so did you, in the old IXX. Weren't you there?
Yes, I did. Yeah. Yep.
And that building has so much history, but in like the 70s, they put up, you know, paneling and it lost its, you know, its character, but you kept that. I love that. Even like your windows have the old rust on the beams.
Well, that's base companies. I mean, they renovated the building, but I did the decor. But the best part about my office is that was where the Walmart was going to go. And that's how I got to know Jim Schmidt, was when we did the whole Walmart debacle.
Oh, I forgot about that whole thing.
Yeah, that's where we connected.
That was a battle.
That was a battle royale.
Yeah, it was.
But we won.
Yeah, you did.
By one vote, but we
won.
Wow, that's all
you're
that counts.
Right.
And now it's going great over there. And
love those.
Sandra was one of the people who said, look, I'll commit to this area. I mean, that's Broadway. That we've struggled with the Broadway district in Green Bay for some years. And we needed professionals to come down there and step it up so we can get more professionals, which Sandra brings to her business. To experience it. Some people hadn't been on Broadway for years, like 20, 25 years.
Well, there wasn't a real good reason years ago to go down there. I mean, some of those bars were pretty sketchy.
Well, it's amazing now. I mean,
it's
really
incredible.
It is. I'm so happy.
It's got a real urban, cool vibe to it now, you know?
And it would have been easy, not cheaper, but it would have been easy to just level all that and build a Walmart with 600 parking spots and... we would have become Anywhere USA.
Yes.
And because of the tenacity of Sandra and some other people, some of the leadership on our city council, not enough, but enough to...
Get it done.
But Walmart was tough. I mean,
I can imagine.
You know,
Walmart is Walmart.
It's a giant... Yeah.
And they do a good job, right? They employ tons of people, and they were sending out direct mail pieces.
It wasn't about anti-Walmart.
Right.
It was just not that big, giant super center. A boutique Walmart would have been okay.
Right, we offered that. But I think what we wanted to do, we're accomplishing. We're not there yet, but it is unique. We preserve the history of Larson Canning, and we talked about this when we talked about the Northland Hotel. I mean, it's cheaper to sometimes raise these buildings and build new, but if you really want to keep the architecture and the history, and I think it's okay to say we're in the old Larson Canning. I think that speaks well of Green Bay.
I love it. And on a hot day, you can still smell the vegetables.
Oh, no kidding. No, oh, that's cool.
Totally.
Love it.
I thought we'd clean that up.
Love it.
Well,
I love it.
But you know what? What I still think is cool, and I've only been there a couple of times for meals, it's a sushi place now, but the old King's X.
Right.
Okay.
Oh,
which
yeah.
And because I remember back in the day, that was one of the places that Vince Lombardi banned.
That's the old Packer thing.
That's the old Packer hangout. Yeah. And Lombardi banned it then for a while because so many guys were going there and you know, kind of tearing it up a little bit and everything. So I think it's cool that the place where Paul Horning used to go to all the time is still standing. I think that's cool.
And is now all you can eat sushi.
Yeah, I know, right?
That's why you like it, John.
But it's still cool.
Walls could talk.
I know, that's what I mean. It's still the King's X. I think that's really cool.
There's a few places like that in the downtown. We need to preserve that.
I mean, because
there's just some great things. And with houses too, right? I mean, there's just some old, beautiful homes. And to convert those into six apartments or to tear them down, that's the wrong thing to do. I mean,
we've all been in real estate. We've all been in those houses. And you see the character, what could be, to bring those back to life would just be amazing.
But again, it costs money.
I know.
But if you're committed to it, you can find the money.
But some people have done some beautiful things right by St. Patrick's Church. There's one that was renovated that's just gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. And that was a public-private partnership. The city participated in that because we want to preserve those homes and make them into single-family homes. And what a great place to raise a family, right?
Love Here, Live Here campaign.
Yeah, right. I was working actually. Yeah. Right. Yeah, we were going door-to-door. But the sad part was so many people, because we're like, hey, we can get, you know, financing to buy this from you and everything. They go, oh, that'd be awesome. And we're like, you know, what do you do? You have to talk to my landlord. Mm-hmm. It's like, who's that? Well, we don't know. It's like, what do you mean you don't know? Well, we send a check to Chicago and things like that. It's like, ugh.
Yeah, it got away on us a little bit, the absentee landlords. And that's not good for the community.
I mean,
some of these guys are okay, or some of these companies are okay, but some of them aren't. And nothing better than local home ownership.
Absolutely, no question.
And like we're talking about even earlier, Johnny, with the market next door, you know, I mean, locally owned and managed. You go in there and these people care about your community. They care about you. And we need to do that on all levels, not just retail, but we need to do that, you know, with buildings, with housing. And that's how we're going to maintain or stay in the top 10. We're the number one community to live in for a lot of reasons. But I think one of them is the local commitment that we have here. And Sandra, you've been a big part of that. I mean, I it was interesting meeting you through the Walmart challenge. And Walmart, like you said, I want to just say that those are good people. I mean, they would fly up here.
It wasn't about that.
Private, always on time, very respectful, but it just didn't work with the long-term plan that we had for that part of the city. Now, we offered them land in a lot of other parts of the city, some pretty close to where they were, and they were hell-bent on being on the river on Broadway, and we thought that could be better. And thanks to you, it is better. And
well,
it's
not thanks to me, but thanks to a lot of people, like especially you. I mean, that you stood up for our town.
Yeah, well,
it's kind of a big deal.
You're kind of a big deal.
No, not really.
Well, we're going to talk about something else, something very serious here, and something that is so critically vital that needs to be done. Something needs to be changed in this city. And Sandra, I'm just going to let you take over and tell your story, if you don't mind. Do I always say, is it Sandra or Sandra?
I wish it was Sandra.
I know.
It's Sandra.
Sandra sounds so cool,
I know.
Though.
It sounds like exotic, right?
Sandra. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, bringing in Sandra.
Well, if you want Sandra, you know, we have a pretty big listening audience. You want Sandra? Let's start
calling. No,
okay. Sandra?
It's Sandra.
Right. And Sandra, I just, before you start speaking, you are a very successful realtor in Green Bay, in Brown County, and higher end properties, but you'll sell anything. But
we do pretty much not everything, but we do a broad spectrum.
You have 5-6 employees. You had a great customer appreciation party that Johnny and I were invited to.
That was a blast.
That was fun. Yep. That was a good time.
Thought it'd be open bar, but that's fine.
And you're involved in the community, and we're going to get to that in a second, but your husband and two sons would help with my campaign and go door to door. And it's great when you send out someone knocking on doors that really believes. They're not just doing it, well, I'll take this piece of literature. They're like, look, I remember telling Mitchell he could be mayor someday, but you've had some unfortunate challenges as well. And we really wanted to get you on here. We can talk about real estate another day, but today I want to talk about what's more important, and that's some of the issues that this community faces. And you experienced that
on a personal level,
like no one else has.
Well, not like no one else has, but like, first of all, thank you for having me here. Both you guys are stellar in my mind. You know that. I have such respect for both of you and everything that you bring to the table. But yeah, my story is, it's just our story. Everybody's story is different, right? But I did want to share it because I care so much about our community. And when Mitch died.
Mitch died.
Yeah, Mitch is my son, our son, my husband and I's son. When he died in January of 21, it was a decision. How do we handle this? Like, what do we do?
How he died.
He died of a fentanyl overdose. Yep. And we'll get to that in a little bit. But one of the key things that we did was right from the get-go, when we were sitting in the funeral home writing the obituary, my sister was with us, who was a recovering person as well for, I think, like 13 or 14 years at this point. She said, if you want to help with spreading awareness about addiction, you got to call it what it is. So in his obituary, that was the opening line, was he died as a result of a struggle of, you know, long, hard struggle with addiction. Mm-hmm. That was really hard for me to do.
I believe
because
it.
Because it was like, I felt like a boiled tomato with no skin. Mm-hmm. And it was like
just
such
raw.
It was a tragic time for us, right? It was really hard to lose your son. He was 27.
27.
And the most beautiful little girl in America.
And he was so bright and handsome.
We're going to send it to a quick break, okay?
Okay.
And then pick it up right from there.
Sure.
Sandra Rank joining us to talk about a very personal,
right here,
painful situation, but she's bringing things to light that need to be talked about.
God bless
about.
You for being here. WGBW, we're the
Back
Talker
right
Green Bay.
This.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
We spend $500 on our infants and toddlers on average. If you go to the other countries, you're talking about $11,000 on average in Europe and the other developed countries. It makes a difference. They end up spending less on their K-12 system. They end up spending less on their colleges. They end up spending less on jail.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 78. West winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies. Tonight, chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows around 63. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Tomorrow, high of 85. A blend of clouds and sun. Mid-80s Saturday with a chance for scattered storms. Turning cooler Sunday with highs in the low 80s. Storms continue. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 58.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On WGBW.
I got wasted because I didn't want to deal with my. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on 97.9 FM, 1590 AM, WGBW, Green Bay's Talk Radio with Sandra Rank, well-known realtor in the area. And now, can I use the word advocate, Sandra?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, advocate for...
our community.
Our community. And go ahead. I'm just going to let you... We talked right before the break. You lost a son to addiction, and you are adamant that we need more... what's the term?
Awareness.
Just awareness, more awareness, exposure on this stuff, Johnny. This is a big problem here in our community. And I'm constantly bragging about this number one rating and the best place to live in America. And that's good, but we're not without issues. And one of the biggest things facing this community, and Sandra can speak to it, but so can, police officers and some of our, the counselors that we have, fentanyl is a problem, and it's taking lives. And you take someone that had such a future, like her son, Mitchell, just a great, great kid. And he actually volunteered at the new community shelter as well and had a heart of gold, had a little daughter, and just couldn't get right with the drug addiction. And Sandra, it was an awful funeral that many, many, many people went to. And
it was a fantastic funeral.
Yeah, yes.
I mean, it was sad as
great
possibly.
Right.
But I love you played the old Johnny Cash music and everything that was him and the way it was just, it was
great photos.
Incredible.
But you were there? I didn't know you were there. Did you go?
Are you serious?
I didn't know you were there. I was, that was such a blur to me.
Well, that was a million people.
You don't remember
too.
What you said to me?
Oh, John, don't.
It might have been the only time you laughed that day. Because afterward, you said, oh my, you actually, you know what you told me? You said, you want to know the only thing that has made me laugh this week? And I go, no, watch this. You getting locked in that bathroom.
Oh!
Well, remember?
Yes.
She goes,
I did. I do.
And I can't believe you put that on Facebook.
Yeah, that was awesome. Well, you're hilarious. But yeah, I mean, that was a hard day, right?
Unbelievable. And you guys were so classy, so
great.
Something, but go ahead and tell the story there, Sandra.
Yeah, so the things that I wanted to talk about with addiction, there are a couple of key things that I really have learned over the years. So Mitchell had a decade-long battle with addiction. What took him out at the end was fentanyl. So there's a lot of shame that's involved with addiction, with families, and that was the reason that I wanted to talk about it, because when you suffer... the general statistic is 10% of a population suffers from addiction. That's a general rule, right?
That's high, isn't it?
Our area is probably higher.
Wow.
Wisconsin's probably higher. But let's just say we have 250,000 people here. That's 22,000, or 25,000 people, right? That are suffering from that. And nobody's talking about it. And there's no really very little treatment. So what I wanted to, the reason we wanted to talk about it as a family was we know how hard we suffered. And how much we didn't talk to people, how isolating it was. And I'll tell you, just like raw, white hot fear. Like when fentanyl entered the picture, which we didn't know it was fentanyl, when Mitch overdosed 11 times, I gave Mitch mouth to mouth, I don't know how many times. I'm amazed I didn't die from the contact.
That's right, because it can be just right. Minute traces,
but
right?
But when you're going through all these things, you're not talking to anyone. It's terrifying. And also, when you're going through these things, there's no help. There's no treatment. So when Mitchell died, the police asked for Mitchell's phone, and we gave it to him. Now, I didn't know the code to Mitchell's phone, but the kids need to know, guess what? You can crack a phone. And nothing goes away.
Right.
So we gave them Mitchell's phone. If they could help anybody, we wanted to do that. And the information they got out of his phone was extremely helpful, but it also showed what happened to Mitch. Mitch died of a fentanyl. Mitch was addicted to fentanyl. You could have knocked me over with a feather on that. I was like, what? Like, I know he died of a fentanyl overdose, but Mitchell, like, I grew up in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Right.
I didn't even know I never heard the word heroin. Like, I was just like, how is this happening in my family? Like, are you kidding me? And then in talking to I've had contact with Brown County Sheriff, police officers, the drug task force. I mean, I've been through every level of the coroner's office. We have been through, our family has been through every level of drug abuse, drug exposure, drug treatment, right to death in our community. And I will tell you, there's really no help. So what we have to do, number one, and I met with Troy and he was fantastic about this, was we have to educate our young people. So the things that I wanted to make sure that the reason we talked was, number one, let's try to ease the stigma of shame, because you know what? It's hard for the families, and I can't speak for the addicts, but think of the shame they feel. Like it's...
They don't want to be. Nobody wakes up and says, you know, someday I hope to be an addict.
None of
you
them. Nobody. And the other thing is, when you're an addict, you do things that you would never do as your person. It takes over. We just need to understand more about addiction, have more compassion for it. And it's tricky, right? Addiction's tricky because when someone's doing illegal things, you can't just go, oh, well.
Right.
So it's tricky. It's tricky how we handle this, but we have to start talking about it so that we can handle it and that people aren't suffering in silence.
The old just say no doesn't work.
Well, no, it doesn't. But something has to, we right, have to be talk about, I mean. We have to talk about
but
this.
But at a whole new level now is what I'm saying.
Right. And we can talk about that after break, but that's the other component.
And I want to say, Sandra, about, and I even my time working with the city, and we had first the people who got educated is the law enforcement. And that is a tiger by the tail, this fentanyl. This is unbelievable what's happening. John and I are pretty good friends with somebody works with the FBI, and he was just telling us that even in the last 6 months, how much worse it is. I want to just, we have a large listening audience. This knows no bounds. I mean, you come from a pretty well-to-do family.
No, and, I don't. I don't come from a well-to-do family.
I didn't mean it like that. I meant like if this isn't just people
on
the street.
People living under the bridge.
That's what I'm saying.
Exactly. That, there's a whole different.
And it's not
sometimes
just.
Sometimes that's a preconceived notion we have as well. These people.
That's part of the stigma.
Exactly.
And it's not just the city either. This is
the country.
It's up. Yeah. UP. This is awful.
Country.
This is scary. And this is something that we have to talk about. And then we can move towards solutions.
All right. Sandra Rink joining us right now. Very compelling, Sandra. I hope people are listening and realize that this is.
I hope they're really listening.
Exactly. We're going to send a quick break. Back with a lot more right after this.
Everything. What have I become?
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Town Call.
On WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. A vote today in Hollywood expected to put actors across your favorite shows and movies on strike. The Actors Union at odds with major studios, including Amazon, Apple, Disney, and Netflix. Streaming royalties, a key sticking point.
There are still big divides as far as I understand on streaming and issues like artificial intelligence and protections in how that technology is used.
That's Anusha Sakuki, staff writer for the Los Angeles Times. Dangerous weather in multiple areas of the country. The desert Southwest seeing days of triple-digit temperatures. Phoenix with two straight weeks under excessive heat warning. And in the Chicago area, at least 8 reported tornadoes last night, one near O'Hare Airport, disrupting hundreds of flights. In Ukraine, a third straight night of Russian drone attacks on Kyiv, reducing buildings to rubble. This is ABC News.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Democratic candidates are held to a higher moral standard. I don't see Representative McCarthy calling for George Santos to shamefully leave the halls of Congress. It is never principle above party. It is never principle and policy above person and personal achievement for Republicans.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
Welcome back. Mino the Mayor, 97.9 FM, 1590 AM, WGBW, Green Bay's Talk. We're with Sandra Rank, well-known realtor here, but a different story today, talking about your son who had an addiction he could not beat. You did everything possible, and we need to make this very aware in the community. Sandra, what do you think are some of the things we need to do, the type of resources to help get a handle on this? Wow. I mean, what word do you want to use?
It's gigantic, complex, and here.
Epidemic.
Here.
It's here. Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Everywhere.
Right.
Yeah.
So I think, I've spent more time than I can tell you thinking about what can we do? And I will say this, there are people far smarter than me that are working on that. But one thing I know we can do for sure is educate. And what I mean by that, this isn't say no to drugs. Right. This isn't...
Beyond a DARE program.
It's not that. Because here's the thing. Talking to the police officers, talking to the sheriff's department, this fentanyl isn't like the fentanyl of today isn't the fentanyl of 6 months ago. It's
really?
It's turning and changing so fast that, and it's so intense. One of the officers said to me, when people get hooked on fentanyl, it's like the zombie apocalypse. Like literally it hijacks their brain. He said, they will do things, anything to get what they need. He said, I'll leave that to your imagination. He said, you can be a functioning alcoholic, right?
Right.
There are no functioning fentanyl users. So like we, in the springtime, this past spring, Brown County had 9 deaths in 1 week.
Wow.
Right. Now, if we had 9 deaths of COVID, our town would have been shut down. So people don't realize how many people are dying. And the reason you don't hear that in the news at all is because when you go, it takes 4 to 6 months for a coroner to get their report to you. Uh-huh. So they have to have that before they can say that. I only know that because I'm tied to the recovery community. And they had 9 funerals and 1 missing person. So, I mean, here's the thing. Like what the police officers will tell you, if you want to know about fentanyl, talk to the police officers.
Right.
They're like, oh my God. You know, right now, about 25% of the marijuana on the street has fentanyl in it. You can't really buy heroin right now because it's mostly fentanyl. Fentanyl is super cheap. It's easy to transport. I mean, like a grain of sand of fentanyl will kill an adult male. So what we need to do is we need to get to our young people like at age 10, 11, 12. And we need to say to them, you know what, the days of, hey, let's go smoke a joint or whatever you're going to do, those days are over, baby. That ship has sailed. You do that, guess what? You might be the lucky person that gets fentanyl. And guess what? You might be dead like that. Or you might not be. And you will wish you were because being addicted to that is so intense and so hard.
Okay,
and you opened a door to crazy that you can never shut when you do that.
I have to ask that question with marijuana. Do people intentionally insert it into other drugs?
Yes. Okay. Yes. So
why?
So that was like, literally I was standing in Mitchell's apartment where he died. And I looked at the police officer and I was like, he died of a fentanyl overdose. And I was like, wow. Anyway, I don't remember exactly why I asked the question, but I said, why would dealers want to kill their client? I don't get it. I don't get that. Like, why would you want your clients to die? And the officer, honestly, kind of chuckled. And he said, there's a never ending supply of users. Never ending. And he said, Mitchell dying, we're going to probably have a rash of more deaths because when people hear that someone died of a fentanyl overdose, they think it's great stuff. They know it's super pure. They're going to go get it. We'll have more deaths. That's when he said it's like the zombie apocalypse. Like, who thinks like that? But a fentanyl user thinks like that.
Wow.
So back to, we need to educate our young people and not just be like, oh, be careful.
Right.
No, like, have someone like, I wanted to take a picture.
Hit him over the head with this.
I really wanted to take a picture of Mitchell in his casket and say, look at this bright, beautiful man. And look at this. This is how it ends. And I'm telling you, when people die, I think you don't get, it's so traumatic. It's forever. Like Mitchell's never coming back. And I think about how hard that is for us, but I think of how hard it was for Mitch. Like Mitch didn't want to be that. And we found some of Mitchell's diaries later. That kid was in pure hell, literal pure hell. And he couldn't get out. So that's what fentanyl is. And we need to be aware that our young people, and it, I don't care who you are, your kids are being exposed to it. And if you think they're not, you can think again, sister. They are. Whether they want to be or they're not at a party. I had a friend who, their son was going to graduate from medical school. One of his friends took a laced at home stretch, took a laced Adderall, died.
College, a laced what?
Adderall.
Oh my God.
Colleges have warnings out to their kids. Be careful, do not buy the Adderall. Only take Adderall that is from your physician. This is really real. It is laced in so many things. And why we're not shouting this from the rooftop, I do not know. I lived it. It was in Mitchell's phone. It was in black and white. talk to the officers, and I don't want to get political on this show. This is not about that. You talk to any officer, borders are wide open. What happens is China drops the ingredients in the ocean. It's manufactured in Mexico, and it's across the border. This was when I was, when Mitch first died, I did a dive on like fentanyl deaths. This was a year ago. It's probably worse now. In Florida, they confiscated in 1 month enough. This is in Florida, confiscated enough fentanyl in 1 month to kill the United States 10 times, the entire population. And that was 1 month in Florida of what they confiscated. You do the math.
This is just unbelievable.
It is. But with that said, I there's so much money in that, that the way we're going to take on this problem is, you know, there's supply and demand. We just have to decrease the demand for it. And that's why
I said education.
Right. That's where we got it. We have to start with education, with counseling.
It's super important.
It is. And I think people who, and it's anything in life, if you don't talk about the elephant in the room, he's going to kill you. And we need to talk about this. And I just really have so much respect for you. But you know, you lost a son, and you're taking this on straight on. And
well, I'm not taking it on. I'm willing to talk about it. I'm willing to say the things nobody wants to say.
Right.
So I guess I am kind of taking it on. Yeah.
That's taking it on.
I mean, I'm a scrapper, right? Like, right. I'm a fighter.
Really?
And I'm mad. It's like, my son's dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's never, and the ripple effect of that is, I it's everything you think and more. I mean, it's unfathomable, but it's equally unfathomable to me that this is all over.
All right. What's the solution?
Right.
I don't know. For me, it's awareness. And do people like to talk about that? No. Do I like to talk about that? No. Do we need to talk about this? Yes, we do.
One of the things that people probably don't realize, and if I hope you don't mind, I'm going to bring something up, okay? Somebody said something that was so hurtful and ignorant to you, or not to you, but to a close friend of yours. To the point where I was putting something on Facebook, and I was told, take that down, because I was so angry towards that person. And I don't even know who that person is, and you won't tell me.
No, because you probably kill him.
Well, okay. So, but it's like, can you talk about that?
Yes, that goes to the awareness thing. So what was said was, everybody knew Mitch had a drug problem. You know, maybe if Sandy wouldn't have worked so much, maybe he'd still be alive. Maybe if she cared more, he'd be alive today.
Isn't that amazing that somebody, a human being, would say that?
I literally was sick for 2 days.
Yeah.
But a lot of good came out of that. I'm sitting here because of that, right?
Yeah, that's right.
I'm sitting here because of that. Yeah. I feel like a lot of discussion happened. Because I'll tell you what, that's why I wanted the awareness thing and the stigma thing. That's what keeps people in their houses not talking about it. That's what perpetuates shame. That's what perpetuates, like, do not think that's my worst fear, that I could have done something more, that I could have done something different. But because nobody ever talks about it, nobody knows all the stuff we did do. Nobody has any clue, because guess what? We didn't talk about it. So, and when we were doing all these things, we weren't getting it done in Green Bay because there's nothing here to help. We had to go. We went to Colorado. We went to Washington. We went to Florida. I mean, we went to Michigan. Like, we need to work on, what can we offer people here? The Jackie Nitschke Center is amazing. It's 13 beds.
That's it?
That's it.
I didn't realize
and
that.
And if you think about the 10% thing, think of the 10% number I just gave you. So we need more treatment facilities, but most importantly, we need a detox center. The state of Wisconsin doesn't have a detox center.
That's mind-boggling.
It's mind-blowing, right? But it doesn't exist. So I'll tell you what happens. You know where they detox? In jail or in your own home. I've done that. And it's white-knuckling it. Because I'm not a physician. It's horrible. But there's nowhere. You can't go to Jackie Nitschke and detox because they don't do treatment facilities. Don't detox. Jail does. And your home does.
And basically just put you in a cell and...
I don't know what they do.
That's
very
dangerous to detox. Very. You can die detoxing. Well, granted, you're getting off whatever you're addicted to, but that is a very dangerous. I don't recommend home detox.
Well, that's all there is.
I understand. It's better than, but I'm just saying that there, if you're going to do that, and you know, God bless you for trying to do that, you're well advised to bring in someone who has a little bit of health care knowledge.
Yeah, because so that let's just play that out. Who are you going to call here?
Well, you know, I would call, you know, friends or family. I've had some very, very close friends, family that have gone through and detox is but it's a critical part. I mean,
it's the first step.
It is. And you've got to do it. And then you've got the 30-day, whatever, it's a treatment. And Jackie Nissen does a pretty good job.
They do a great job.
They do that.
But they're tiny.
Big fan of theirs. We're going to have a guest on from there because they have a pretty good friend
they're phenomenal. And they're fighting a hard fight.
Right. And then there's the counseling and the whole follow-up that we need to do as well when you get to that phase of it. So there's a lot to this, and we're starting by talking about it.
Exactly.
But the other thing it takes, and anything that most things that warrant change take some money too. I mean, you've got to get these detox facility is not inexpensive. That is like an emergency room, and you got the best of the best there, watching your heart rate and a couple other things as well. So I think we just need to step up our game and recalculate our priorities here. I mean, is our priority a new this or a new that, or is it putting into a problem that's facing this community like fentanyl?
So that's costing lives.
That right. Nine in a week? Are you kidding me?
Unbelievable.
I think what you have to ask yourself too is, as a community, who are we? Are we going to just turn our, that's someone right. else?
Bury okay. your head in the sand?
Yeah,
my kids aren't doing it, so.
But then let's call a spade a spade. That's who
right.
we are.
Right.
Or are we going to be like, let's deal with this? I mean, everywhere across the country, we're not alone. It's happening. And there are people that have models that are working. So let's talk with them. Like, what's working? How do we change this? How do we address this? Not addressing it or just not talking about it? And I'm not saying that's happening, because I do think the county is addressing. They just did a campaign. I feel like they are addressing it, but I feel like we need a lot of addressing it. And we need that opiate settlement that's coming through spent really smartly. And I would talk to people in the field about how does this need to be spent.
You know, Sandra, the first time I even had any idea that your son had an issue, and ironically, it was right over here. Remember we did a thing on Bart Starr?
Yes.
Over at the Heritage
yep.
Trail?
Yep.
And that was the day you told me. And I thought, and this is honest to God truth, I thought to myself, well, he's fine. He's got the greatest parents in the world.
Well,
do you know what I mean, though?
The greatest parents in the world felt like the worst parents in the world all the time.
Wow.
We're going to go to a break, but I just got a text that came in, and I won't tell you who it's from, but just said, Sandra Rank, Sandra's talk is educational and so scary. I think that's part
scary.
Of your awareness, though.
I'm not kidding you.
It should scare the living...
Believe
I can't say that here, but
Schmidt,
no.
Out of you.
Scare the living Schmidt out of you.
Yes. Yes.
I just want to say that you're touching one of our listeners, and that's the way these things go.
I'm glad.
And this
yeah.
will be
if it touches
podcast.
One person, it's worth
10
it.
Seconds. Yep, you'll be back with more right after this. Mino and the Mayor.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
It feels like they're trying to pit the teachers against the parents, and all of us can come together to say, look, stop trying to, you know, divide and conquer and work with us. And they're still trying to hide and say, well, the JFC cut it. There's nothing I can do. Yes, there is. You can vote for the amendment to continue child care counts.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out.
because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with highs around 78. Winds out of the southwest, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy again tonight. Chance for scattered storms. Lows level off around 63. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow. Highs around 85. Partly cloudy skies. Mid-80s Saturday with a chance for scattered storms. Cooler Sunday with highs in the upper 70s. Chance for storms continues. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 59.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 AM, The Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show.
On WGBW.
Temperatures rising.
Welcome back. Mino and The Mayor here, 97.9 FM, 1590 AM. Sandra Rank joining us to talk about a epidemic in the area with fentanyl and things like that. Sandy, if you ran the county, if you ran Northeast Wisconsin, what's the first thing you would do to help combat this epidemic?
There are two things that I would do immediately. Intense awareness campaign. Intense. Like, I do feel like if we can stop someone
through
from...
the media? Or
I don't...
Schools?
Is it schools? Media?
Maybe social media?
Maybe it's multi-level.
Right, okay.
Where we... Because if we can stop someone from ever encountering it, that's where the success is.
Yeah.
Think about teenage pregnancy. Smoking. Like, it's not as big of a deal anymore, right?
Right.
Well, why is that? Education.
Yeah, you're right.
Education, education, education. So I feel like education, education, education. And then secondly, we need to have a detox center and we need a treatment facility. But I will tell you, in conversations with the county, actually, one of the challenges on a detox center or a treatment center is staffing it.
Ah, that's a good point, yeah.
There's very little staff that you... So we're going to have to change. I think it's a paradigm shift in who could staff it. Maybe we have... You know, recovering addicts, maybe they don't have the degree, but they have the experience. Maybe we have to change what it takes or how we look at what we will allow to help people.
Right.
So I feel like those are the things that would be immediately what I would do. And I would talk to the people. I wouldn't think I knew what we needed to do. I would talk to the people in the trenches that, I mean, Mandy Southers, who owns Darjeun, she also has a, she's opening her own treatment facility. It's called Ascension. I mean.
In Green Bay?
In Green Bay. It's in Green Bay. Like, that woman is a tenacious pit bull in that arena. I don't know how she does it. I'm thankful that she does it.
She spoke at your son's funeral, didn't she?
Yes, she did.
She was great. I mean,
she's
that's
amazing.
The kind of, Sandra, you know, we can't dance around this. And she takes it. She's very.
Head on.
She's head on.
And nobody wants to do her job. And it's, I have a, to be truth be told, I have a hard time being around her because the information is so harsh for me.
Depressing, right?
And
I mean, it's so scary.
I don't know what to do with it.
Right.
I'm like, yeah, okay, Mandy. But whatever.
We're going to get her on here.
She keeps doing it.
We're going to get her
Absolutely,
on here. I mean,
this is
someone who is going to long-term help. This is not a development project, right? This is a social issue that she could be a real leader on, and she's so frustrated that she kind of went off on her own a little bit, right?
That's why she's on her own.
Right. But that, look, with the wealth of this country and this community, and she doesn't have to do this on her own. We've got to get some wraparound services that she can get more engaged in. And Johnny and I will do what we can to help that.
Absolutely.
But it's an awareness thing that we started talking about. And, I just think it's great that you're here. I mean, you're a mother, you're well-known in the community, and yet, you know, this is something near and dear to your heart. And you will see your son again. It's just, it's going to be a while.
I know, but I can't tell you, when you lose a child, it's, I don't even have a word. It's like when you have, like, if you don't have a baby, you can't even know what it's like to have a baby. But the second you have a baby, you get it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Same in the opposite direction. You can't imagine what it's like to lose a child, but let me tell you, and the hardest part for me is, did it have to happen? Does this have to happen to somebody else? Like, if I can talk about it, and it's hard, it's the hard, like, it's not like I come on here and go, oh, my stomach will be in knots for days. It's super hard to talk about. But if I could help one, if that person that texted got something out of it, hey, I'm cool. Because right. you know what? If you just help, I don't care, one person not have to have experienced a child dying.
It's all worth it.
You know, and especially it's one thing if they die of an accident or, you know, an illness or those are like, you feel like those were acts of God, right? It's hard to feel like this was an act of God, even though it probably was. He had a higher purpose for Mitchell, but geez, it's hard.
Oh yeah.
It'll be hard the rest forever.
And, it will. And you know, you'll live with this the rest of your life.
And, well, how
and
do you
I think
not?
Knowing that, right, is all part of it. But I feel bad for you, but I really, on the same level, really appreciate what you're doing.
Well, and you know what? I got to give a little shout out to Jim. So at Christmas time, this was so awesome. Like he and his wife did, like at Christmas, it's just hard. It's just hard, right? It was the first Christmas without Mitch. And we got this big giant box of gifts. And it said, every day open a gift and the last day you'll know who it's from. And I was like, wow, who does this? But it was awesome. And it was like the first present we opened on Christmas. And it was from Jim and Donna. And they were like, hey, I know it's a hard Christmas. And it was a candle. The last gift was a candle with Mitch on it. And so every holiday we have that candle and we light it. So Mitch is always there.
Beautiful.
But I mean, but that's why like the flip side of this experience has been that kind of love. And then they serve Christmas Day dinner in honor of Mitch at the homeless shelter in honor of Mitch. I mean, they spent their Christmas doing that. So there have been so many amazing, like that, the funeral.
Yeah.
Was that not a testament of love in our community?
Absolutely unbelievable.
That was great. Yes. I was like, I didn't even know how to process that funeral. It was right. So massive. That's why I can't remember. It was like so numbing. But there's a lot of love in our community.
There is.
And there's a lot of unbelievable people that will help. So I feel like if we can wrap our arms around the absolute need for this, I have no question in my mind that we will come together as a community. That's who we are. That's part of why we're number one.
Yeah.
That's the big thing that makes us. It is. People like this sitting around talking about how do we help our town. We're not unique. There's There's a lot of us in this town that want to have it be better.
Right. Thank God we got you here.
Sandy, this is just, I mean, I still can't get over the one thing you said where fentanyl the size of a grain of sand can kill a human being.
Yeah, man.
That's unbelievable. And you said officers have died from it?
Oh, yeah. Officers have. If you look at how officers, absolutely. They're checking a license and they do, you know, people do lines on a license.
Yeah.
They handle the license.
Incredible.
Talk to the police officers. They'll tell you things that make your hair curl even more.
Did you say grow or curl?
Curl. Okay.
Johnny needs both, so we'll work on that. Thank you for coming in, Sandra.
Oh,
you
know, it's just wonderful.
I mean,
I don't know if I should say wonderful, but it's wonderful that you're doing this.
And it's wonderful to have the opportunity to share some love.
Yeah, awesome. And I know you won't tell me the person that did that.
Nope.
Okay, so I got somebody else I want you to tell. Our good friend, Sherry, tell her husband, Paul.
You know what? It's a good thing
He'll
they
take
said
care
it.
Of it.
It's a good thing they said it because it was an opportunity to teach.
Well, you had over 100 comments and support, didn't you?
It was an opportunity to teach.
Yeah. And you're here and we're getting the word out and we're not going to stop.
Good came out of bad.
Absolutely. Yeah,
it does. So, all right. Well, thank you for coming in, Sandra Rain.
Thank you, guys.
And we're going to wait you back here. We can maybe talk a little bit real estate, what's going on in our community. But thank you for coming in and sharing your story about Mitchell and some of the challenges we face here in Greater Green Bay and really throughout our listening area. Hey, tomorrow, I want to let you know, tomorrow we shift gears. Tomorrow's going to be a fun day. We've got an entertainer coming in here, Neo, who is a
from Green Bay East High School,
right?
He's making it big in the rap.
He's making it big in the rap world, and I love the music scene that we have here. And he's going to come in, play some of his music, and sing some of it. And then after that, we're going to go from rap music to
barbershop quartet
to barbershop quartet. So, and just how you can experience both those things in our community, because it's a community that has something for everybody, and. Just appreciate you listening here to, what is it? It's my hour.
It's your hour.
It's Mino and the, it's the
Mayor and Mino.
Mayor and Mino. Okay, you said
call hour. Your local Bug Tussle rep today to find out how you can get free internet service. You heard that right, free internet. Call today before this deal ends. For Shawano and Ocano counties, call Amanda at 920-600-4760. That's 920-600-4760. And for Brown, Manitowoc, and Kewaunee counties, call Scott at 920-530-4760.
1311. 920-530-1311.
If you're looking for a good blend of job skills, America's Heroes, our veterans, offer leadership, discipline, and perform well under pressure. Dorner Equipment Sales and Service in New Franken wants you to know that veterans are trained to become your company's greatest assets. Dorner Equipment Sales and Service on North County Road P in New Franken honors our veterans. Call 920-866-3166. Specializing in concrete for residential and ag. Celebrating 7 decades of service. Make the smart bet and hire a vet.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.